Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that wants you to remember to vote for it in tonight's wet t-shirt contest. That is the most important thing to vote for ever. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Blackwood, New Jersey. 87-year-old Earl Livingston was walking to the store to buy his Mega Millions lottery ticket last week when he accidentally stepped in a pothole.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He immediately crumpled to the ground just a few hundred yards from the store with his lucky numbers clutched in his hand.
Oh, no. Aww.
Soon, an ambulance came to take Earl to the hospital. Poor and Earl. As they drove away, Earl wondered what would have happened if he would have made it to the store. Yeah. Shortly after, he ended up being admitted to the hospital where doctors told him the news that he needed a hip replacement.
Oh, God, man. Your luck just keeps getting worse, yeah. Earl.
Earl told a physician's assistant his story about walking to the store to purchase his ticket and then falling and never getting there. So a few nurses and doctors felt bad for him, and they let Earl join their lottery pool. Aww. And sure enough, Earl and that group of caregivers ended up winning $1 million.
What?
Yep.
Way. That is so awesome. Cool.
Even though they weren't huge winners, I mean, $1 million seems like a lot, but remember, yeah. We just had $1 billion lotto, so whatever. Yeah. Earl says $1 million split up between a few dozen people isn't anything to sneeze at.
No.
He told local news affiliate, "I want to thank everybody. I appreciate the chance to play very much, and God bless you. And have a happy, happy long life, because mine is almost gone."
Well,
he didn't say that last part. I just added that because he's 87. This next legend story is out of Norcross, Virginia. There's a 34-year-old guy named Zachary Miller, and he went into a Subway earlier this month and ordered a sandwich.
Okay.
And when it was time for him to pay, he hopped over the counter and stole about $100 from the register and then took off.
What?
All right.
Well, apparently, that wasn't going to be the last time Subway workers would see Zach, because 5 minutes later, he showed up again and told employees he was there because he'd forgotten his sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot the most important thing, I guess.
Go buy another one. You just got $100.
Robbing
dude.
Makes you hungry, Jose.
The employees told him it'd be a few minutes, so they went back and called police. Once they came out with the sandwich, Zach grabbed it and then took off again.
Oh, man.
Man, he thought he'd gotten away. Idiots. This time, police were waiting for him outside, and he was arrested. Afterwards, while being interviewed by police, Zachary told them his first mistake was that he attempted to commit a crime on an empty stomach.
That's a good point. Yeah. He can't think straight. He was hangry. It wasn't his fault.
Like Grandma always said, always get a good meal in you before you go out and rob things. This next legend story is out of Hawaii. Adam Barnett and Carly McConaughey were in Hawaii recently to celebrate their engagement.
Nice.
On their last full day of their vacation, they were taking an incredible helicopter tour of the island of Oahu when their pilot suddenly stopped and then slumped over.
What?
Worst fear ever.
Are you
just
kidding
flying
me?
And then just slumps over.
Oh, no.
Wake up, dude. Wake up.
Yeah.
Hit him. What do you do?
Her fiance screaming in the back to pull up, and the copter 1,000 feet above the ocean. Carly did just that. She grabbed the controls and slowed their free fall just enough to save their lives.
Oh my God.
That would be so scary.
Dude.
When the helicopter crashed, Adam looked over, and Carly was about an inch from being underwater. The pilot was passed out on top of her, so Adam swam out of the debris and lifted the wreckage off the sandbar as the water rose around them, and then they worked together to pull the pilot to safety.
So Oh my God.
Yeah.
They crashed the helicopter, lived.
The pilot survived too, but it's unclear what caused him to pass out. As for Carly and Adam, the two suffered bruises, cuts, broken bones, but they're alive, and they said they were saved by the luck of their own quick thinking.
Yeah,
that's not luck.
Yeah.
That's just like...
That's you being quick smart. Thinking.
Amazing.
Yeah. Afterwards, Carly said, "At first, I thought he was playing a bad trick on us, and when I realized he wasn't waking up, I didn't know what to do. You started to think about the bigger picture a lot more after something like that happens to you." Yeah, you'd think.
Imagine if it was. They save him, they get to shore, and then he wakes up. Gotcha!
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Suckers.
April Fools. It's all for my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
He's got a YouTube channel.
He's a YouTuber trying to pull a prank on
it.
This next leisure story is out of Sarasota, Florida. Last week, the Westfield Southgate Mall was evacuated and shut down for 2 hours when a mysterious white powder was found outside of the Lens Crafters. mall was reopened when officials determined that they weren't dealing with anthrax or anything like that. Apparently, a man had brought his dead wife's ashes to the mall to scatter them around.
At the mall?
And he dumped them where he did because his wife had a, quote, connection to Lens Crafters. She was always going to Lens Crafters, so I figured I might as well leave most of her remains right by the Lens Crafters so she could be happy.
That's so sweet and sad all the time. Yeah.
The police didn't specify what the connection is, and it's probably that the woman worked at a Lens Crafters or something, but we'd like to believe it's because the woman felt a deep spiritual connection to quick, inexpensive glasses.
I can see that. Which one looks better, left or right?
The man could be facing charges and might have to pay the costs from the evacuation, hazmat testing, and cleanup. You can't sprinkle dead people anywhere you want. You got to get approval for that, I think. This next laser story is out of Romance Central. A new study out of the University of Michigan looked at data from 187,000 people online that are using dating apps to figure out who and where they're sending messages to. And the researchers found two surprising things. Number one, online daters are almost always going after people who are 25% more desirable than they are.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
You don't want to step up too far. You just want a quarter step up.
Kind of shoot your shot.
Yeah. And number two, the more you think someone's out of your league, the longer the message you will write to try to win them over. You're like, I got one shot. I just have to keep talking and talking and talking.
It's like when you're lying and you know you're lying because you provide too much description.
But here's the most surprising thing of all. The strategy could actually work if you stick with it.
Really?
Researchers say that you'll get rejected or ignored a lot when you only go after people that are much more desirable than you. But eventually, you'll probably find at least a little success. They said, quote, we can tell you what your probabilities of getting a response are. They're hovering around 10% when you're messaging aspirationally.
10%?
Wow. Not zero.
10%. There's a chance.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're saying. This next laser story is out of the study of politeness. If your best friend invites you over to hang out, you can stay as late as you want. If they need you to leave, they'll say so.
Yeah, right.
But if you're at someone's house and you're not great friends, how late can you stay before it's rude? And that's always the thing. It's like, sometimes you don't know somebody very well. You're like, I kind of want to invite them over, but also, like, I want them to be here for an hour and leave. But they could be here all day.
And then you stand by the door and talk about how you need to get your shoes on for a half hour. Wow. I just turned off all the lights. You're literally sitting in here in the dark.
Well, somebody asked an etiquette expert. And they specifically asked about dinner parties, but it applies if you're just hanging out, too. And here's what they said. If it's a weeknight, the latest you should stay at anybody's house is 10:30.
Oh, that's late. Do not stay at my house that late.
I know.
Get the hell out before then.
On the weekends, be out of there by 11:15, they said.
What?
Obviously, it depends on the situation. Like, if you have kids, you might need to leave earlier. Or if they invite you over to watch a show that starts at 10, then they might expect you to stay until that's over. Like, you go over at 10 o'clock to watch a movie, and then you're 11:15, man. Sorry, I got to be out.
What?
You don't get the last 5 minutes of the show.
As a general rule, you should plan to be out of their hair by 10:30 on a weeknight, 11:15 on the weekends. The other option is just ask if you need to leave, but some people won't tell you the truth because they don't want. They think they're being rude at that point.
True.
And they might offer you another drink, then secretly hate you for saying yes, too.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. Do you want something more to drink? You're like, sure. Damn it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I was trying to go to bed.
I hate that.
This guy only has one visitor to his house ever, and that's that shoe. Shoe never leaves. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.